Holy Spirit, help us to look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith in all things. Amen. Please sit. He really is my friend, though he chooses sometimes to wear the most outrageous Hawaiian shirts. Hello, Peter. But he tested the friendship this morning when he called out to me, "Alan, I love the gospel." And I wanted to say, "Well, you preach on it then." The gospel is heavy. It is one of the so-called uncomfortable words of Jesus. And we are in, I'm sorry, though the weather be heavy as well, we are in heavy times. We face it socially and maybe personally, but surely politically, both in our country and in our world. Now, of course, I would have liked to have preached on the end of the Hebrews passage. I mean, isn't it just fit for the Olympics in Rio, seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, so many people cheering us on, let us run the race? But I couldn't persuade myself, though I tried last night, to resist the magnetism and the allure, though it be so challenging, of our gospel. These are startling words from the mouth of Jesus. They call us to attention. This is not quite the Jesus meek and mild of which sometimes Sunday schools have taught. Now, there are those who have a sloppy, lazy, careless view of Jesus, who see him one, maybe two-dimensionally, and they can somehow persuade away the intensity of this passage. But we will not take that easy path. And in so doing, we rescue Jesus from a malformed and anemic Christianity. What a concept, rescuing Jesus from Christianity. A very good friend of mine from Philadelphia days will preach today. I learned through the dubious wonders of Facebook. He will preach today on the theme, "What I Love About the Angry Jesus." I wrote to him and I said, "You know I respect you. You know I value your preaching. But I consider this to be not about aggressive anger, but rather about assertive action." In relationships, familial, ecclesiastically, and especially right now politically, it is always a good time to recognize when aggression is aggression and assertion is assertion. But here's the rub. How do we know the difference? When is behavior aggressive? And when is it commendably assertive? I wish it were as simple as whenever you and I are in a heated discussion, you are being aggressive and I'm being assertive. But it's not that easy. So I just offer, in a good Anglican practice, I offer this morning for consideration three principles, which happens to be CPR: consistent application, personal sacrifice, and the rendering of truth. Consistent application. One principle to consider as we distinguish aggression from assertion. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, adored by little statesmen, little philosophers, and little divines." Yes, but wise consistency is the application of strong passions equally and indiscriminately. You see, in that gospel passage in Luke 12, Jesus speaks of global but also of local. He speaks of familial but also of political. His principles for strong action, for unpapering the cracks, his principles are both on the earth but also at the hearth. The aggressive one is the one who chooses conveniently certain targets. Assertion struggles to deal impartially. So the principles I apply to you, harshly and intensely, I apply also as harshly and intensely to myself. So here there's no room for partial disclosure. Here the intent is for congruency between macro plans and micro practice. And then personal sacrifice. Another principle to distinguish aggression from assertion. You and I should know fully, especially as we come in a few moments to broken bread and poured out wine, that when Jesus spoke about breaking and division, he applied it in his own life and in his own death. The famous verse from Mark 10:45, Jesus says, I came not to be served, but to serve, to give my life as a ransom for many. This is the Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition of the servant leader. And this is the model we should look for, we should expect. We should even demand in our leaders, both in church and in state. Let me remind you of that story of the chicken and the pig who loved their master so dearly. One evening they talked of preparing for him a sumptuous breakfast. And the chicken clucked, let's give him bacon and eggs. The pig demurred and said, well, for you that would be a nice gesture. For me, it would be a total commitment. We should expect from our leaders not merely nice gestures, but a radical example of total commitment, of personal sacrifice. And when asked the question, what did you sacrifice or what do you sacrifice? We expect answers. And finally, the rendering of truth. The context of today's uncomfortable word from Jesus speaks to the urgent need to read the signs, to see the portents, to understand social movements and to name them as they really are and not twist their significance. That which is aggressive is ultimately self-seeking and smacks of self-aggrandizement. That which is assertive is passionate for reality, truth-speaking, and the benefit of the many, not a rarefied percentile. Aggressive behavior has rightly gained a bad press amongst Christians and all others who seek to walk a spiritual life, so much so that almost a feeble, effete apathy has gained a place among the four cardinal virtues. But in personal, professional, ecclesiastical, and political arenas, we denounce aggression and we promote assertion. And for this, we truly need CPR, consistent application, personal sacrifice, and the rendering of truce. For this, our Lord Jesus is the model. And for this, God's Spirit is our strength. May God help us all. Amen. Please stand. We affirm our faith in the Nicene Creed, page 326 of the prayer book. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We trust that with open eyes, heart,